G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, August 4. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again, Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, we launch into season 2018-19 with the Group 2 Missile Stakes at Randwick. And a lot of these sprints at this time of year are now being viewed through the prism of the Everest. And I guess a lot of the... A lot of other races are being viewed through the prism of the Kosciuszko, but the Everest is what Kemantari is hoping to end up in at this stage, and would be needing a win in this to start off.
Yeah, there's I think three slots now. Of course, Minari unfortunately went amiss this week, so he will no longer be there, and you've got three slots, and I guess you've got Nature Strip and Kemantari are probably the favourites to pick up two of those. And I guess you've got Chautauqua waiting in the wings, not sure where he's at. But Kemantari can probably lock one away on Saturday if he wins first up the Missile. It's a nice little race. It'll be a decent test. We've got some other class animals resuming showtime. Pierrata's got to take the next step to his four-year-old season. And of course, you've got She Will Reign as well, who's 4 from 4 first up. Her form sort of petered out in the autumn last prep. You've got a couple of other nice horses resuming. But I think that Kemantari... The way he's been trialling suggests he's come back in good order. His first up win last prep was just superb. This is obviously a tougher field than he met in the Eskimo Prince, but he just put them away with so much ease. And if he turns up like that, his turn of foot, you would think, would get him home first on Saturday.
Well, you might as well tell us what's going to run second, third and fourth, because that is the only black type race in Australia this weekend. Although, of course, we'll get to the Darwin Carnival later and half your luck if you're up there.
Yeah, look, I'm going to have a bet in the Missile. I'm going to have a sneaky sort of Quinella, Exacta, Duet, Trifecta, play all those little multiples, Kemantari, and Lanciato. I reckon he's absolutely flying, this bloke. His trials have been excellent. He went to a new level earlier in the year, in the early part of the autumn. He was super first up with 61 kilos. He won his next three, including the Carrington and the Newcastle Newmarket, and he more than held his own. When stepped up to Group 1 company in the Doncaster. He's being aimed for the Epsom third up. I think he'll have this run and then 4 weeks, I think, into his next run, and then 4 weeks into the Epsom, they're going to keep him fresh. I think he'll run a cracker of a race, and I might even just throw a couple of dollars on him at the 20-odd bucks. He's my second pick. In for third, number three, Showtime. Wasn't able to win last prep, but had two Group 1 placings behind Trapeze Artist in the All-Aged and Brave Smash in the Futurity. So he's really smart. And number four, Pierrata, the other new season four-year-old. This is obviously a new test for him, but he was very consistent last time in and more than measured up when pitted against Kemantari, chased him home both times in the Hobartville and the Randwick Guinea. So 2 from 6, 3 or 4, but I'll be playing multiples 2 and 6.
All righty, well, that's your tip for the Missile. Your best for the day at Randwick is Island Missile.
Yeah, and look, he's very short. I think he might have went up sort of around 450, 460 early markets, which was probably takeable. Wouldn't have wanted too much shorter, but he's hovering around the 260 mark. Now, on a Thursday afternoon, I think you'll be waiting if you weren't on early, as I wasn't. So I'll be waiting and try and get a better price. He's a talented horse. He really caught the eye first up. Second up, just got too far back, tried to save ground on the inside. It was the worst part of the track. It wasn't a bad run. The Snowden team took him back to the midweeks last start, and it wasn't much of a field. He needed to win like he did to warrant coming to Saturday and starting favourite, and he was impressive. James McDonald aboard on Saturday. I think he'll be really hard to beat. The big danger now that he's got a run is number 19, the Lord Mayor. Perhaps if you're shopping early, the $12 or $13 about him might be worth a little bit of a spec. He's a talented Kiwi now with Waller, but Island Missile, very hard to beat. My value bet on the program... Not a lot of value. She's come up around $5.50, $6. I thought you'd get better. Race 4, number 14, Belle de Sud. She's the emergency, but she's already got a run with Parmatier coming out. Lightly raced mare. She had a long time off. March 2017, we saw her run at Moonee Valley. Didn't reappear until last month, and she ran well. Resumed with a fourth behind the promising Sweet Scandal, and she was good at Kembla Grange last start. Blinkers went on, she went forward, and she just kept fighting. The blinkers have come off for Saturday. She steps to 1800. Last time she was at this trip was as a three-year-old, and she ran really well, finishing second behind Dawn Wall. So she's a promising staying type, is Belle de Sud. But 550, a little bit short. I was hoping for a bit more.
In Melbourne, we're back at the Valley for the first time in quite a while. Joel, what did you like there?
Yeah, not a bad card. The 2 3-year-old races. The first has come up a little bit light on numbers compared to what the noms were saying, but the third race is a cracker with the fillies. A lot of last start winners. I went for Pippi, but you could really sort of take your pick amongst a few of those. My best on the card, race 7, and I think the market's looking at it like a two-horse race, although Shammy Rhodes in flying form, you can't deny him a chance, but the market suggests 11 and 12 will fight it out. I like Call Me Handsome. However, I think another Coldie's going to win this and can get to a new level this time in. So I've gone another Coldie, and I've made him my best. He's just a typical Darren Weir trained horse, gets better and better with each run. He's won 7 from 21, so he's good at good strike rate. He won last start, that was his fifth run back. They took him back to the midweekers. His previous Saturday class form was good. And when he was sixth up in the spring, he beat Night's Watch during Cup Week. I think Night's Watch is a serious horse. We'll see him step out soon. I think he'll be stakes class in the spring. And I'm expecting that form will come to the fore on Saturday. So another Coldie, my best. Obviously a little bit scared of Call Me Handsome. My value is Got the Goss, again, for Weir and Yendall in the last. Race 9, number 2. Open sort of race, this. You can make a case for many of them. Got the Goss has been unable to win this time in, but some of his runs have been good. He was good in the Golden Topaz on a heavy 10. He's won a couple on heavy, but he's much more effective on top of the ground. Thought he was okay at Caulfield from back and wide, and then at Geelong, the pace set up for the back markers, but he was just too far back. Labu and Star was able to build ground, save ground from the inside draw, and just settled that bit closer. But he pulled good ground off him in the straight. I thought at $12 or $13 in a wide race, Got the Goss might be worth a look each way. They're probably the two main bets. As I said, race 3 is probably just about the race of the day at the Valley. Very exciting race. No sort of real strong opinion, but I did go with Pippi.
Well, I went with Pippi as well. As my best, in fact, race 3, number 11. There's a few here, aren't there, who are coming off impressive debut wins where they've run very good late sectionals. But I was particularly taken with the run of Pippi, and I think she could be one out of the box. My value bet is Kaizamba, race 4, number 13. You've been had quite. It's certainly the one to beat, but I think it's a fairly open race, and Kaizamba impressive enough first up as well, and around about $19. They're racing on the Parks track at Morphettville in Adelaide on Saturday, and fields have fallen right away, all of a sudden. James Jordan's Gems, we start with race 1, number 1, Hard Empire. With Richard Jolly, ex-Darren Weir, and amazingly for a horse that just comes out of the Darren Weir stable, it seems to have improved since then, with 2 wins and an unlucky third. This preparation for David Jolly, and currently around about 280. Second favourite behind the Ryan Ball for Train Mystified, but James expects Hard Empire will start favourite and win, so perhaps get on early there. His other gem is race 7, number 3, Domination. With a stack of speed up front in the race, Domination slotting straight in behind them from gate 2. Just needs a bit of luck, but if he runs up to his first up maiden win, should be winning. No great spoil on the price there, $2.20, but James's strike rate certainly is enviable. So if they're winning, they can be short and you can still finish ahead. Doomben is the venue for Brisbane races once again on Saturday. I think in a couple of weeks it gets a spell, but we stick with Doomben for the time being, Joel, and the entire Winning Post panel very keen on race 6, number 10, Italia Bella.
Yes, I think $10 was on offer when she got up last start, heavily backed on race day, and duly saluted. I guess the little asterisk was that it was a very slowly run race. She got to outside the lead and just completely controlled it. But she's going to be better when she steps up in distance, as she does on Saturday. She draws barrier 1, so she draws to just lob in a perfect spot again. And she's a mare that can get to a higher level than this. So I think she wins again, Italia Bella. Clearly the best for the day. Again, my value bet's not really value. Prompt return, I was expecting them to sort of go up maybe $8, $9, but around the $5.50, race four, number four, I think the dry track's the key to him. He was good first up, trying to defend his bat out of hell crown. He ran well for fourth. His next two runs have been on wet tracks. Happy to forgive those. His dry track record is good. He's drawn well. He should be bouncing back to form. But yeah, you'd want an each way quote for him. And that's probably about it for that meeting. Trusty lad, maybe in the first race, only six in it, but if he's 30 or 40 to one as he was last start, might be worth a sneaky dollar or two.
All right, Belmont is the venue for Perth racing on Saturday, and like in South Australia, they've fallen away a bit there, and only the seven races, in fact, on Saturday. They might have got a few more if they had called off Wednesday before taking the Saturday acceptances, but anyway, there was no meeting on Wednesday. There's not many horses on Saturday, and they might add some races to meetings in the coming week. BJ Ryan likes race seven. We're waiting till last 6:10 Eastern time. Paddy's Shadow, race seven, number 11, has had not much luck in the Belmont Oaks and Belmont Classic recently, and with the inform Sean O'Donnell to ride from an inside draw, the new season mare does have a bit of fair bit of class about her, so the minimum 54 kilos looks a luxury. According to BJ, race four is his value bet, number six, Super Maxi, only about $4, which is about that's about your standard BJ Ryan value bet. The Eastern States import, of course, Super Maxi, we're familiar with that horse over here, is value because the toppy there is Kaiparinya, the very very classy local in the Simon Miller stable, and Super Maxi has looked sharp in his two WA runs, expected to boot through and lead from the inside draw, and soft and heavy form is going to be a bonus for Super Maxi because it has been wet over there in Perth, which is why Wednesday got washed out. Earlier in the day, they're racing Joel at Riccarton in the South Island and Tarapa in the North.
Yeah, first day of their three-day winter carnival. They'll have the Grand National Hurdle on the Wednesday and the Grand National Steeple Saturday week. The Coral Steeplechase is the feature jumps race there on Saturday, which is race five, and I've gone with number one, Wise Man Say. My best bet, however, is on the flat, race three, number nine, Upper Hand. This is a horse that took on the Group 1 2000 Guineas last spring. He won first up from a break. Missed out last start. They sent him straight to the paddock. He returns here, it should be hard to beat. My value is Paris Awaits, race two, number eight. No form on the board to date. I was waiting for them to put blinkers on and get up and trip, which she did last start. Unfortunately, she got badly interfered with mid-race. She might be a sharp improver, race two. My best at Tarapa is race four, number two, Zentari. Nice debut, trekked very wide in the run and did a good job to finish second. Bungled the start last time, got a long way back, ran on well for fifth, out to 1600 ideal, and my value is Magic Ruler, race seven, number eight. Some of her runs last prep indicated she had a fair bit of promise, and I liked her recent trial. She finished second in what was a pretty decent heat, so she can run well fresh.
As I mentioned, Darwin Carnival reaches its culmination this weekend, and wouldn't we all love to be up there? Saturday is Palmerston Sprint Day, Monday Darwin Cup Day, and Daniel Borg's done the form. There's a couple of horses that Southerners would be familiar with going for the Palmerston Sprint in Richard Lamming's up there with Rutiger, and Neil Dyer, who of course spends months on end up in the Northern Territory during the winter, has Arctic Song, or the dry season, I should say. But Daniel reckons that the locals can repel that attack with number two, the Gary Clark trained Captain Punch, from one, Neat Feet, stable mate of Captain Punch, and then the two Raiders, seven Arctic Song and three Rutiger. In the cup on Monday, we don't have the barriers at this early stage. They are to be drawn on Friday morning. Daniel likes the one of the invaders this time in race nine, number four, Folk Tales, for Richard Lamming, to beat three Kafar for Gary Clark, one Zar Speed for Gary Clark, and the Dyer trained number two, Royal Request. We've got full fields for both Saturday and Monday in your winning post this week. And the Sunday highlight, which of course we've got full form for, is Ladbrokes Park Sandown Lakeside Grand National Hurdle Day. Self Sense dominates the betting, Joel, but I get the feeling that, well, certainly the analysts around here all seem to be looking for something to knock him off. What do you reckon?
Well, he looks pretty good, doesn't he, over the jumping caper. I guess he's just using his flat ability. Yet to be seen, you know, he's jumping well. He's not jumping badly, but I guess that's the one chink in his armour, so to speak, is his jumping. But he's very good on the flat, that's for sure. And he's going to be an odds-on favourite. I wouldn't be wanting to bet against him, that's for sure.
Out to 4,200, no query.
Well, that is, yeah, possibly the query. How many rivals did he get there on Sunday?
So there's eight in it. Bit of a lad would be the main... He's the up-and-comer. I guess Sir Lopez is another up-and-comer. Two hats is... you can't see two hats. Unless Self Sense doesn't get the trip, you couldn't see two hats.
Yeah, he's probably got a bit of ground to make up. I think Self Sense. I think you'll be able to see out that trip.
Alrighty, well that wraps up a solid weekend of racing around Australasia, and leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. And our best $20 bet for the weekend. What do you got, Joel?
I'll go with Italia Bella. She's a bit shorter this time, but I think she'll win again. Race 6, number 10 at Doomben.
And I will go the Valley, race 3, number 11, Pippi. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.